Hey everyone, so it is 12:04 PM and it is the 6th of December, so having a bit of a panic, freak out, whatever you like to call it, I don't know. It's Saturday and this is the day when my in-laws come round and it's just usually a really crazy day and I tend to just freak out and panic and have a horrible time, but today I'm having it real bad because I'm on my own and I've also been ill. I've got kids that have been ill. I've only got one child at the minute. But yeah, we were up at, I don't know, something around 6:30 or something. And I just, I've been feeling pretty, crummy would be probably the right word, but I'm just freaking the hell out, not really any particular reason, just freaking out. I wanted to make an audiobook about Day of Rest. Sunday is religiously, at least, considered the Day of Rest. Yet, for me, I kind of, do I think it's a day of rest? Not really, no, not anymore. When I was younger, I considered Sunday the day of boringness because, of course, all the shop, well, where I, especially where I lived, normally what happens is, you know, shops close a bit earlier and they open a bit later because they can only do X amount of hours in, on a Sunday. But where I lived, in the middle of nowhere, shops just didn't open at all. And this is, I'm talking about a place that didn't even have a Tesco's for a very, very long time. We didn't get a Tesco's probably until I was in my late teens. I think I definitely left secondary school. So probably into my college years we got one. So, yeah, it was just horrible. Literally Sunday to me was like a day of crappiness. Nothing to do. Everything was shut. You couldn't go out to the post office to buy sweets because it was shut. It was just dull. I hated Sundays. But now I'm a parent. Sundays are not even still not a day of rest. Sunday is the day of get shit ready for Monday. again, shops are, you know, open for X amount of hours, so I basically just don't go out, because by the time I've got the kids already and done this and this and all the other things I need to do before we can leave, and then we finally get to the shops, we've then got God knows how many other people who are thinking exactly the same, as that they've only got so much time to get this all their shopping done. You know, you're banging between people, everyone's fighting over, like, discounts and stuff, and I do mean that, because I was used to clear departments on a Sunday is like hell on earth. I absolutely hate Sundays. So, yes, to me Sundays are literally the day of make sure everything's ready for Monday. That's pretty much it. And Saturday for me is my day of if I need anything from the shops, get it done now. Try and get it done on the weekdays if I can, but I've been ill, so I've done absolutely nothing this weekend, this week. Nothing. Saturdays are like, go out, get the bits that you need done, usually go to the post office, and just relax, but it hasn't been the case in for such a long time, because we have in-laws that come round and stuff, so I just don't feel like I get that kind of day of rest anymore that everyone talks about. So what's your day of rest? What do you consider a day of rest? Do you even think there's such thing as a day of rest as a parent? I don't think really, even if I did the whole day of rest as on a Sunday, it probably wouldn't be like an hour of rest. If even that, it would be probably the bit where my daughter goes down for a nap and my son is eating his lunch. because that's probably the only time where I don't have to do anything, because I'm probably sat down on the sofa absolutely knackered, because both kids are probably just wore their ass already and I need a moment just to get my energy back up. I've probably got a cup of tea in my hand. I don't know. Is there such a thing as day of rest when you're a parent? Anyway, it's not, this is, I should just point out, this is not like a kind of a attack on like religious people or anything. I went to a, well, I say a religious school. I went to a private school, and it was very kind of Christian based, but we did have other religions, the students from other religions that were allowed to join, and that was fine, and they were allowed to do their like morning ritual. They didn't have to come in to do the whole thing that we did in the morning, basically. So I'm kind of totally cool with, you know, whatever religion. There's definitely like not a jip on religion or anything. I guess what I don't like about this whole Sunday shopping thing is that I don't think anyone really cares anymore. If anything, anyone kind of wants more time to get stuff done. I don't know, does that sound really mean? Because then I think, I'm thinking about what I've just said and then think, oh, but that means people have to work on a Sunday, which kind of sucks. I definitely wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to at least have... See, I can't win. Then I think that, you know, I don't want Sunday to be a day of rest because I want stuff done, but then to get stuff done, people need to work to open shops and banks, etc., to make it so I can do stuff in my day, which isn't fair. can't win. I'd be a terrible politician, wouldn't I? Anyway, going back to what I was actually going on about, yeah, I just kind of, I don't know, not feeling good. I've been feeling pretty bad for quite a long time, really. I'm currently in my son's bedroom, which just might be why you can hear a bit echo, because it's very, like, wood-based in this room at the minute. Long story. Waiting for the in-laws, watching, because from his window you can see, like, the garages and the back road and stuff. It's complicated where we live. If you've been here, you'd understand, but it's complicated. and wondering where on earth they are, because they texted me about 45 minutes ago saying they're on their way. And it takes about 25 minutes to drive from there to here, so I don't know what's going on. One can only assume many interesting things have happened, mostly because of my son. Anyway, sorry about this kind of, like, rambleness. I just needed to kind of, basically, lay it out before I completely go absolutely balmy. I feel like I'm going to end up doing another audio boo now, because it's kind of therapeutic, you know? I should do this more often. Anyway, I'll shut up now. Bye!